So the fifth chapter of Mishlei in many ways takes us back to the first chapter, the opening theme that we began with, which is a person should be receptive to wisdom and open sometimes even to critique. Shema b'ni Musar avicha ve'altitosh Torah simecha. So many of those same sentiments are certainly echoed at the beginning of the fifth chapter. And the fifth chapter moves on to what's a metaphorical discussion of a person's involvement in the study of Torah. But the way that it's presented has to do with a marriage. And there's a very deep, and important, I think, lesson to try to articulate, even for the literal translation, before we get to the metaphorical level, which we'll leave to the side from now. So this is already in the 18th pasuk. If you're looking on inside, Yehi Makorcha Baruch, your source should be blessed. Usmach Me'eshes Ne'urecha, and you should have joy from your wife, from spouse to with whom you've been for many years. Ayelas Ehavim Ve'Ayelas Chen Dada Yeravucha Bechol Eis Be'Avasa Tishke Tamid V'Lama Tishke Veni V'Zara U'Sechabek Choch Nakriya. So not getting into every expression here, which largely is meant to be understood metaphorically, but what Mishlei is referring to is that this is you have so many wonderful things in this relationship, and do not be seduced to go outside of these bonds. Kinocha chenei Hashem darcheish v'chol maglosav mefales. God is watching everything that we do, and we can easily be seduced. We can easily be tripped up. Avonosav yolkeduno es harasha v'chavle chataso yitameich, etc. So a person can be ensnared by sin, but in particular, the sin would, in this case, would be an expression of an expression that we all know. Sin would be a manifestation of a kind of a grass is greener phenomenon, and people sometimes take for granted what they have, right? The eshes ne'urim that really has sustained them, bechol es, and they go outside, right? Sometimes, unfortunately, literally, and sometimes in other ways where people cease to appreciate what they have in their lives and the many blessings that they have, and act disloyally. They act with a lack of faithfulness with respect to the union and that they're a part of. Of course, the nimshal here has to do with our relationship with Hashem. You think it'll be better off trying something new and trying something different, and there's all kinds of seduction and excitement that comes with that. This could be true at the human level in a relationship. This could be true, right, in terms of our spiritual lives as well. And sometimes we have to take a step back and to try to be aware that there's so much meaning that we take for granted that's all around us. There's so much beauty in the wonderful community that we get to be a part of, in kind of values that define the community, values of kindness and generosity and compassion, the values of family, the values of constant self-improvement, which is what Elul is all about, faithfulness, right, both in the sense of how we relate to our Creator and integrity in terms of how we relate to other human beings. The Hebrew word is the same in both cases. Emunah describes faith in God, but also dealing honestly with other people. Nasasa v'natata b'emunah. The Gemara says that's the first question that we're asked. And so one of the most important lessons here that Mishlei is trying to get across, speaking to the son, as it were, Bini, is that there's a lot of glitz in life, and there's a lot of attraction towards things that sometimes are more sizzle than they are substance. And it's easy for us to discount the things that we have. That's only human nature. The things that we have for take for granted, we don't consider them to be so valuable, and to place exaggerated value on things that we do not have, things that, in the words of Mishlei, are zara, are foreign to us. And sometimes the most important thing that we could do is simply to take a step back and to try to evaluate in a more objective sense what is it that we're chasing? As the Mishnah Perkei Avos states, Akena Ataiva Ve'akavod Motzien Es Adam Min Olam. Sometimes it's Akena, there's a jealousy. You ask yourself, why am I so jealous of this? Okay, so this person has X, Y, or Z. Well, what would that really mean if I would have it? Well, what it would probably mean, sadly, is that then I would take it for granted that I wouldn't value it nearly as much, or a taiva, or whatever it is. Right? Motzien Es Adam Min Ha'olam. They don't bring a person closer to a sense of happiness or fulfillment, but l'tzarenu haraf, it's just the opposite, right? That they bring a person, only a sense of despair, because once that is attained, right? So then, a person feels the need to move on to the next thing and to the next thing. So I think one of the most important things we could focus on in Chodesh Elul, even as we're looking to improve and we're looking to grow and looking to try to attain a new position in terms of our spirituality, is not to devalue the very important and meaningful things that we have. And again, things that we have either in terms of possessions, in terms of relationships, or even in terms of things that provide us with spiritual meaning as well. We're trying to build on things, but we're not trying in any way to devalue or minimize those things that we've already attained and those things that we already have. So again, what's so important in life is to try to have perspective. And there's always going to be more. Oiv kesef lo yizba kesef. And to try to have an appreciation for, metaphorically, what's referred to here as the eshes ne'urim, these things that have proven their worth over time, long-term relationships, and fealty to those relationships, is something that can't possibly be quantified. And I think that, even at that level, we live in a society that encourages people all the time, get a new iPhone, get a new this. And sometimes, tragically, that could be translated to the human level as well, that people become dispensable in various ways. So we have no truck with that and try to appreciate that the most meaningful relationships are the long-term relationships, and that applies not just at the interpersonal plane, but that applies, of course, to our relationship with God as well, that we try to develop it, we try to further it, we try to invest in it, and ultimately we recognize that it's that relationship that continues to sustain us. Wishing everybody wonderful Shabbos and looking forward to continuing on in our study of Sefer Mishlei.